So I'm here with Rory Graff-Brennan. He's an outfielder for Lower Columbia Red Devils. And Rory, the first question I have for you is, what is your approach to individual games? How do you get yourself physically and mentally prepared?
What I do to get ready for games, I make sure I get up at the same exact time every day, make sure I have a plan of what I'm going to eat before the game. So usually, if we play on the weekend, I'll have 6 to 8 eggs with a couple pieces of toast with it, and just I'll get to feel the same exact time, hit the same time, stretch. So I just have a routine. Mm-hmm. It's just a set routine, so I'm always just, so my body knows what I'm going to be doing. So it's not like just a surprise in there. It's just I'm always ready to go. So.
And for that routine, you know, how long have you been doing that? I mean, that's one of those things where once you get into that groove of it, you just keep going. But how long have you been doing that?
I think I've been doing that since freshman year at Santa Clara. Honestly, it's just. When our first meeting with the team, they told us we have to have a routine. I was like, what is that? Because high school, you just, you know, your parents will drive you places and stuff. And I was like, all right, well, I'll try it out. And it's just, ever since then, it's been working out. It was good. I mean, at Santa Clara, they had like a lunch hall, so you just eat food whenever you want. So you just get food all the time. But it just helped me get a solid routine going all the way through. So
you kind of mentioned the transition from high school to college. But for you, what else did you see or notice or even experience of that transition from playing high school where you kind of go to practice, go to games, and that's about it? Where college, where it's a little more intense than that.
Yeah, it's a lot more intense because high school, there's a lot more kids who are sort of just like, who want to play baseball and sort of just try it out. Mm-hmm. Then here, everyone's here to play, not just to, I just want to play because my friend's playing or I'm on varsity, it's so cool. But it's just like, no one really, it's just like the work ethics are different here than college. So I've been in high school for 2 years, so I've seen a lot more. So yeah, it's just the work ethic, especially from Santa Clara to here. In high school, you just see the work ethic's different. People eat better, just spend more time with baseball instead of just, oh, we have practice tomorrow, I'm just going to wait till practice, I'm not going to do extra work. That's the biggest thing I've seen, just extra work. Mm-hmm. Just people doing stuff on their own when no one's looking, to instead of just like showing up and, oh, I'm going to be ready to go today. It's like, no, you can't. You have to put in work outside to be to get better and better. So that's what I've really seen, just work ethic.
And for you, in your baseball career, what have you had to focus on the most to really develop in your game?
I'd say for me, it was just consistency. Body language I've gotten really good at over the years. Just can't always expect to get hits, which I usually always be like, I gotta get hit. So even like 3 for 4, if I start 3 for 3 in the day and I get ground out in the last time, I'm like, let's go, like, come on. So people were like, dude, calm down. You had 3, so it's just like, just really just concentrate on the body language and do what you did with the team to win, help the team win.
Okay.
So be more of an eye guy.
Awesome. And then, you know, in your baseball career, is there a coach or someone you look back on and say, you know, that person really pushed me to be best or inspired me to be all that I could be?
I say I go all the way back to 12U, my first year of select, when I was playing with my Super Seattle select. And I remember I was hitting, he's just like, can you swing harder? I was like, yeah, I can swing harder. And he's like, swing as hard as you can and just like, always trust your hands, swing as hard as you can. I was like, wow. And ever since then, it's just been like that. So, boy, also another one's my 15U. So I played 18U when I was 15, so probably Kevin Miller as well. Really helped me every part of my game, from body language to toughness, all that stuff. So it's been key.
You know, and the other day, Coach A. Smith at the sophomore ceremony was kind of talking about how you've been kind of clutch at different times where you come in, you take that hit. For you, is that clutch, is that something just comes naturally, or is that something just you're approaching to the game the same every time?
Well, for me, usually any situation I'm in, I always stick to my approach, which is stay through the middle and react to the inside fastball, so I'm not, it's not like being surprised by it, so if I react into the inside fastball, I don't hook it foul, I'll just trust my hands and just react and hit it into the gap. So it's just stick to my approach in any situation, whatever the score is, just do what I do best, so it's just hitting and defense, so.
And I also saw, you know, it was kind of your profile talking about you're an outfielder, but you also played some second base.
Yeah.
Which spot are you more comfortable with, and which one have you really kind of adapted to and enjoyed the most?
For me, I would say I'm just as good at both spots, center field and second base. I'm just as good because my early years I played a lot more outfield, but since college and probably junior year, it's probably when I was 15 I started playing second. So I'd say I'm always just good at both and work on both as much as I can. So try and polish both those games to the max. So.
Awesome. And the last question I have for you is, you know, there are a lot of kids that are growing up, they play baseball, and like you said, they just play for fun, but there are some kids that have that drive to be more.
Yeah.
What advice do you give to the kids that really want to succeed and maybe play at college level?
For me, it's just like, just follow your dream. Just like, so when, if you want to go to a college when you're, say, I don't know, for me, I always want to play in the pros, but also college when I was young, it's just like, just don't let anybody tell you you can't do it just because some kid's ahead of you at your position when you're 15. It's like, it's not over when you're 15 because you still have, you're a freshman in high school, so just keep grinding and just do what you have to do. Don't like overdo it, but just grind. Just keep grinding. Just do stuff when no one's looking to get better. So,
awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.